you so much for being here. This is a very exciting experience we are doing. And we are starting now. So please take your seat and please check that your cell phone is off.
It's probably someone coming to look at the letter.
Give me time to get out.
Won't you come in?
Thank you.
You're from out of town.
Yes, we're all the way from Milwaukee. We've come from Adi Graham, my husband, and
I.
Oh, this poor little bird in such a tiny cage. It's much too small to keep a canary in.
Oh, it isn't a live canary.
No, it's stuffed.
Oh, Winston is out there dilly-dallying on the street. Afraid he'll miss the parade. The parade comes by here, doesn't
Yes,
it?
Unfortunately it does.
I note a sign at the door. Is it true that you have one of Lord Byron's love letters?
Yes.
How interesting. Where did you get it?
It was written to my grandmother, Irénée Marguerite de Poitevin.
Oh, very, very interesting. Where did you meet Lord Byron?
On the steps of the Acropolis in Athens.
Oh, very, very interesting. I didn't know Lord Byron was in Greece.
Oh, Lord Byron spent the final years of his turbulent life in Greece.
He was exiled from England.
Yes, he went into voluntary exile from England.
Because of scandalous gossip in the regent's court.
Involving his half-sister.
It was false, completely.
Well, it was never confirmed.
He was a passionate man, but not an evil man.
Morals are such ambiguous matters, I think.
Won't the lady behind the curtain come in?
Oh, you'll have to excuse her. She prefers to stay out.
Oh, I see. Well, what was Lord Byron doing in Greece, may I ask?
Fighting for freedom!
Yes. Lord Byron went to Greece to join the forces that fought against the infidels.
He gave his life of the universal cause of freedom. Oh,
what was that, did she say?
He gave his life in defense of the universal cause of freedom.
Oh, very interesting.
Also, he swam the Hellespont.
Yes.
And burned the body of the poet Shelley, who was drowned in a storm on the Mediterranean, with a volume of Keats in his pocket.
Pardon?
And burned the body of the poet Shelley, who was drowned in a storm on the Mediterranean, with a volume of Keats in his pocket.
Oh, very, very interesting. Indeed. I'd like so much to have my husband hear this. Do you mind if I step out for a moment to call him in?
Oh, please do.
Winston! Winston!
Watch them carefully! Keep a sharp eye on them!
Yes, be still.
Winston. Oh. Remove that cap. Sit down on the sofa. These ladies are going to show us Lord Byron's love letter.
Shall I proceed?
Oh, yes. This is my husband, Mr. Tutwiler.
How do you do?
I'm Mrs. Tutwiler.
Of course. Please keep your seat.
He has been celebrating a little.
Ask him, please, to be careful with his cigar.
Oh, that's all right. You may use this bowl for your ashes.
Smoking is such an unnecessary habit.
Huh?
This lady was telling us how her grandmother happened to meet Lord Byron in Italy, wasn't it?
No.
In Greece, in Athens, on the steps of the Acropolis. We mentioned that twice, I believe. Ariadne, you may read them a passage from the journal first.
Yes.
But please, be careful what you choose to read.
Like many young American girls of that day and this, my grandmother went to Europe.
The year before she was going to be presented to society.
How old was she?
16. Barely 16. She was very beautiful too. Please show her the picture. Show these people the picture. It's in the front of the journal.
Oh, what a lovely young girl. Don't you think it resembles Agnes a little?
Watch out. Ariadne, you have to watch that man. I believe he's been drinking. I do believe he's been...
What's she saying back there?
Winston, be quiet.
Near the end of her tour, my grandmother and her aunt went to Greece to study the classic remains of the oldest civilization.
Oldest European civilization.
It was an early morning in April of the year 1827. Yes. In my grandmother's journal, she mentioned...
Read it.
Yes, please, read it to us.
I am trying to find the place, if you'll just be patient.
Certainly. Excuse me. Winston.
Here it is.
Please be careful. Remember where to stop at, Ariadne.
Shh. We set out early that morning to inspect the ruins of the Acropolis. I know I shall never forget how extraordinarily pure the atmosphere was that morning. It seemed as though the world were not very old, but very, very young. Almost as if the world had been newly created. There was a taste of earliness in the air, a feeling of freshness, exhilarating my senses, exalting my spirit. How shall I tell you, dear diary, the way the sky looked? It was almost as if I had moistened the tip of my pen in a shallow bowl of milk. So delicate was the blue in the dome of the heavens. The sun was barely up yet. A tentative breeze disturbed the ends of my scarf. The plumes of the marvelous hat which I had bought in Paris thrilled me with pride whenever I saw them reflected. The papers that morning, we read them over our coffee before we left the hotel, had spoken of possible war. But it seemed unlikely, unreal. Nothing was real indeed, but the spell of golden antiquity and the rose-colored romance that breathed from this fabulous city.
Keep that part! Get on to where she meets him.
Yes. Out of the tongues of ancients, the lyrical voices of many long-ago poets who dreamed of a world of ideals, who had in their hearts the pure and absolute... Here, do let us manage without any more interruptions. The carriage came to a halt at the foot of the hill, and my aunt, not being too...
had a sore throat that morning.
...preferred to remain with the driver while I undertook the rather steep climb on foot. As I ascended the long and crumbling flight of old stone steps...
Yes! Yes, that's the place! Go on, Ariadne!
I could not help observing continually above me a man who walked with a barely perceptible limp.
Yes, Lord Byron!
And his slightly dilated nostrils, the dark lock of hair that fell down over his forehead in such a way that...
It goes on for pages!
When he had reached the very summit of the Acropolis, he spread out his arms in a great, magnificent gesture like a young god. Now, thought I to myself, Apollo has come down to earth in modern dress.
Go on, skip that. Get on to where she meets him.
Fearing to interrupt his poetic trance, I slackened my pace and pretended to watch the view. I kept my look thus carefully averted until the narrowness of the steps compelled me to move close by him.
Of course he pretended not to see she was coming.
And finally... I faced him.
Yes!
Our eyes came together.
Yes! That's the part!
The thing which I don't understand had occurred between us. A flush as of recognition swept through my whole body, suffused my being.
Yes! That's the part!
Pardon me, he exclaimed. You have dropped your glove. And indeed, to my surprise, I found that I had. And as he returned it to me... His fingers ever so slightly pressed the cups of my palm.
Yes!
Believe me, dear diary, I became quite faint and breathless. I almost wondered if I can continue my lonely walk through the ruins. Perhaps I swayed, perhaps I stumbled a little. I leaned for a moment against the side of a column. The sun seemed terribly brilliant. It hurt my eyes. Close behind me, I heard that voice again. Almost it seemed I could feel his breath on my throat.
Stop there! That will be quite enough.
Oh, Is that all?
There's a great deal more that's not to be read to people.
I'm sorry. I'll show you the letter.
Oh, how nice. I'm dying to see it. Winston.
Watch out! Watch out! That woman can't open the letter!
No, please, you mustn't. The contents of the letter are strictly private. I'll keep it here at a little distance so you can see the writing.
That too close. She's holding up her glasses.
Only a short while later, Byron was killed.
How did he die?
He was killed in action, defending the cause of freedom.
When my grandmother received the news of Lord Byron's death in battle, she retired from the world and went into complete seclusion for the rest of her life.
How dreadful. I think it was foolish of her.
Oh, no, you don't understand. When a life is completed, it ought to be put away. It's like a sonnet. Once you've written the final couplet, why go on any further? You only destroy the part that's already written.
Read them the poem, the sonnet your grandmother wrote to the memory of Lord Byron.
Would you be interested?
We'd adore it, truly.
It's called Enchantement.
Oh.
A saison enchantée, I mused. Beguiled seemed time herself. Her erstwhile errant ways, briefly forgotten. She stayed here and smiled, caught in a net of blue and golden days.
Not blue and golden, gold and azure days.
Caught in a net of gold and azure days. But I lacked wit to see how lightly shun were time and you. To vagrancy so used that by the touch of one October moon from summer's tranquil spell you might be loosed.
Think you love is writ on my soul with chalk to be washed off by a few parting tears. Then you know not with what slow step I walk the barren way of those hibernal years. My life a vanished interlude, a shell whose walls are your first kiss and last farewell.
What's that? The parade?
Come on, Mama, you missed the parade.
We usually accept, you understand, a small sum of money. Just whatever you happen to think you can spare.
Stop him, he's gone outside.
$1.
50 cents.
Or a quarter.
Oh my goodness, Winston. What is this creating a crowd? Winston, excuse me. Oh, goodness gracious, he's off again.
We usually accept a little money for the display of the letter. Just whatever you feel you're able to give. It's all we have to live on.
$1.
50 cents or a quarter.
Winston, heavenly days, goodbye. Oh.
Oh, can I?
Gone? Without paying? Cheated us?
Yes, the can I, oh.
Ariadne, my letter? You've dropped my letter? Your grandfather's letter is lying on the floor.